Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today I just kind of want to, it's not going to be my usual of having a poem or anything like that. I just wanted to vent about some things that I've been noticing with myself, and maybe somebody else can relate to it, but I've always had an issue with vulnerability because I felt like those times in my life where I was vulnerable, I was taken advantage of. And that caused me to be really closed off and to restrict myself from completely expressing myself so that people don't get too close to me to the point where I have to be vulnerable. And it's been a cycle that I've dealt with for many years, and lately have been spending a lot more time to myself, and it's been more noticeable. And I was like, wow, like everything that you're doing is connected to other stuff that is causing like a specific outcome that you don't want to happen, but you keep causing it to happen because that's all you know. So what I mean by that is I'll tell myself that I don't want to talk about something with someone, but deep down, like in my mind, the situation keeps popping up in my head and popping up in my head and popping up in my head. And I don't want to talk about it because I'm like, what's the point? Like, it's not going to solve anything if I talk about it. So then I just wouldn't talk about it at all. But then like my body language would change around that person, or just my tone of voice, or just how it would act overall would change. And people can tell like if that stuff is happening, and eventually it would either get to the point where I would force myself to say something, but by the time I say something, it's kind of like, well, you could have said something sooner. Or I'll end up telling myself that I don't need to say something, and I'll just carry that weight with me. And as I carry the weight with me and do the same thing in different situations, that adds on to the weight I'm already carrying. And it just keeps happening over and over. And I didn't understand what was going on, but now I do. The issue is I didn't give myself a comfortable enough space to feel vulnerable with expressing myself. So if I'm not giving that to myself, I automatically reject any type of anything similar from anybody else, and pushing them away because, like I said, getting too close to people made me feel like I had to be vulnerable, and being vulnerable means I have to open up, and once I open up, it's like, oh, I'm gonna get hurt, blah, blah, blah. And that's not always the case. There are some people out there that genuinely do have good intentions, and then there's also people that don't. So being vulnerable kind of cuts to the chase because you're allowing yourself to present yourself wholeheartedly as who you are and being like, take it or leave it. And either that person accepts you or they don't. And if they don't, you're finding out sooner than you would if you restrict yourself and just be like, well, I'm not going to give this person all this of me or all that of me, blah, blah, blah. Which I get, some people, you know, might feel like you shouldn't be doing that. Like, you shouldn't be being a wife to a boyfriend. But at the same time, if there are certain characteristics about yourself that is just who you are, and you're restricting that for the sake of making somebody else comfortable, whatever the case may be, then that's not the right environments for you to be in. Those aren't the right people for you to be around. The people that care about you and love you will love and care about you regardless of what you have going on. They're going to understand you. They're going to want you around. And the people that find issues with something that you have going on might not be the right people for you. If you're able to have a conversation with someone and is telling someone your concerns or something, and they discredit you or they tell you what you want to hear in that moment, and then later they're like, they switch up completely, like everything that they said, they do the opposite of, then that means that's not the right people to be around either. Because you should want to be in spaces that push you to become better versions of yourself, push you to get out of your comfort zone and accomplish your goals, and provide you with a comfortable enough, loving environment and space to freely express yourself. And if they don't provide you that space, and like I said, they don't need to be there, and you don't need to be there either, compromising stuff that you shouldn't have to just for the sake of making someone else happy, but what about your happiness, you know? And I said all that to say that there's nothing wrong with being vulnerable, and I'm learning that every day. There are certain things that I probably could restrict and, you know, not say so much or tell so much about. But for the most part, I shouldn't have to limit myself to be comfortable with people in my space. I just wanted to share that because, like I said, there might be somebody else out there that's dealing with that. And like I said, it's okay to be vulnerable. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually extremely beautiful. People feel like, I used to feel like expressing my emotions made me weak, when it's actually the opposite. It shows strength. It shows confidence and self-love, love for the people you're around, everything. And it's a really beautiful experience once you allow yourself to be vulnerable and not let your circumstances close you off and close your heart off and not want to love people, not want to meet people. That's not okay. Like, and I used to feel like it was, but it's not. Like I said, I just wanted to share that. I hope that everyone has a wonderful day, and don't limit your own potential. You should always be your own biggest cheerleader. Have a great day. Bye.